From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. The final version of a bill to reform municipal courts and limit how much money cities and towns can budget from traffic fines is now in the hands of the Missouri House. The Senate overwhelmingly passed it last night. The measure is the leading proposal to address concerns that came out of the unrest that erupted last summer in Ferguson. Democrat Maria Chappelle Nadal of St. Louis County says the bill is not a fix-all, but suggested that it could help address inequality in Missouri.
We've had ice storms in the state of Missouri. We have had tornadoes in the state of Missouri. Those are all natural disasters. It took a human disaster to have this bill in front of us.
The bill would cap traffic revenue use by local governments at 20% statewide, except in St. Louis County, where it would be 12.5%. Fines and court costs for minor traffic offenses would be capped at $300. The Missouri House is expected to vote on the bill later today and send it to Governor Jay Nixon. Service and technology companies based in Missouri will have the option of calculating their taxes in a way that supporters of the measure say avoids double taxation. Governor Jay Nixon signed a bill Wednesday that gives more companies a tax calculation option that lawmakers say they always intended to apply to all businesses, not just manufacturing companies. The measure updates a 2013 law that Republican Senator Will Krause, the bill's sponsor, says was interpreted incorrectly by the State Department of Revenue. A new report from the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials say 23 states spent more than $1 billion this past winter battling the weather. KBIA's Stephen Anthony looked at how Missouri measured up.
Spokesperson Sally Oxenhandler says MoDOT spent almost $50 million statewide this past winter on snow and ice removal. This is a decline of 66% from 2014. She says if MoDOT spends a lot of money on winter operations, that hampers their ability to do some spring and summer projects.
When we spend it on winter operations, it comes out of that overall maintenance budget. So we just have to juggle depending on how Mother Nature hits us during the winter.
She says because MoDOT spent around the amount they do for an average winter, they are on track with spring and summer plans. Stephen Anthony, KBIA News.
The Missouri State Penitentiary will be considered for nomination for the National Register of Historic Places. The Missouri Advisory Council on Historic Preservation has chosen the historic Jefferson City Prison as a potential nominee for the National Preservation. The prison was first opened in 1833, and its oldest existing building was finished in 1868. The prison was the only functioning prison in Missouri until 1963, and it was the oldest operating prison facility west of the Mississippi River before it closed in 2004. It housed many notorious inmates, including James Earl Ray, who was convicted of murdering Martin Luther King Jr. The Missouri Advisory Council will meet in Joplin on May 15th to look over the prison's proposal along with eight other potential historic sites. The Missouri legislature has passed a bill barring cities from adopting ordinances on plastic bags and employee benefits. House members voted Wednesday on the bill, which passed the Senate a day earlier. It now goes to Governor Jay Nixon. The bill would bar ordinances such as the one considered in Columbia prohibiting grocers from using plastic bags. It would also bar policies such as a Kansas City proposal setting a living wage above the state minimum wage, or local ordinances requiring certain employee benefits. Missouri law already bars cities from requiring wages above the state's minimum wage. Democratic lawmakers criticized Republican supporters of the bill for stripping local control. Republicans defended the bill as protecting businesses from having to comply with a variety of different local policies. A measure that would give the state's Child Protection Office authority to investigate complaints of child abuse by other juveniles is also headed to Governor Jay Nixon's desk. The bill would allow the Children's Division to notify local offices to investigate complaints of juveniles with problem sexual behaviors. It would also require training for staff at licensed child care facilities and safe sleep practices for infants. A measure inspired by the death of an infant who was napping at a daycare center. The bill would also require child care centers and preschools to disclose to parents who request the information whether any children there are not up to date on their vaccinations. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.